right now Congress has the opportunity to pass that comprehensive energy bill, and one of the provisions in that bill would raise gas mileage standards, or comprehensive automobile fuel economy standards, to 35 miles per gallon for all cars and light trucks.
What were they previously?
The standards are at about 20 miles per gallon, and they're lower for light trucks, and SUVs are included in that classification.
If the Senate version of the bill passes, how would those new CAFE standards affect how much oil Floridians use and how much money they would save?
Well, our report looks at the year 2020, which is when the new 35 miles per gallon standard would be completely phased in. And in that year alone, Floridians would save over $1.6 billion on gas if the new standard would become law. Also, 35 miles per gallon in 2020 would be like taking almost 900,000 cars off the road in that year in terms of reducing global warming pollution. This is significant, so our congressional delegation should support a 35 miles per gallon standard.
Now, that's the Senate version of the bill. Can you describe what the differences are between the Senate version and the House version and how they might be reconciled in the better direction?
Sure. The Senate bill includes the 35 mile per gallon automobile fuel economy standard right now. The House of Representatives also passed an energy bill. It doesn't include those standards, but it has something pretty good to it as well, a provision that would make it so that America's electric utilities would get 15% of our energy from clean, renewable energy sources, like wind and solar power. And in an ideal world, the final energy bill that would be sent to the president's desk would include both the 15% renewable electricity standard and the 35 miles per gallon CAFE standard.
I imagine there's pressures from people, from companies that are trying to take away the CAFE standards. There are companies that are trying to take away the renewable energy. Is it possible that we could get a bill that includes neither of those?
Yes, absolutely. And so one of the best things that people can do is to put a call into their representative and their two senators, asking them to support the strongest energy bill possible.